Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way. Welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I'm joined with Sean Conway.
Woo!
Not joined by, joined with, joined to, conjoined.
Yeah.
You can't see it in the video, but we've had a knee surgery. Mm. And in the front there, we've got Eve Ellenbogen, who will focus on the driving. I've got to squeeze time in to do this podcast somewhere, but we'll Eve, while not on camera, here is a little vocal from Eve.
Hi. Hi, James.
You focus on that car coming up on our left, who's got some dings and dents. Driving into Nashville, Tennessee, last night was Alabama. I think we went to the only trans-friendly bar in Alabama, and I had a great time.
Yeah. Open mic comedy.
Open mic. I'm going to take some of the hairs off your microphone. I feel bad about it. Sean is from Australia. He's in America now, and since I last saw him, he lost about 150 pounds and got hair.
Yeah, I went to Turkey, got here. Yeah. Thanks, Turkey. You did it.
Now, we will never speak of it again. This is the new you and the forever you.
Yeah.
I have a couple of things to mention at the start of the podcast. The first is the Patreon. People can go and join the Patreon if they want. Secondly is this new edition of New Polity Magazine. It's a magazine coming out of Steubenville, Ohio. God's own Steubenville, Ohio.
Yeah. Lovely place on earth.
What a lovely place. This is their AI issue, and I'm in it. My poetry's in it, and Slavoj Žižek is in it. And my poems come right after Slavoj Žižek. I'm so on it.
Who's that? No.
Slavoj Žižek is just one more here. Wow. You see that guy? Slavoj Žižek is a Eastern European philosopher who talks like this and is always stucking and moving and...
Is he a positive dude or is he a negative dude?
He has a synthesis of the positive and the negative. He's a Hegelian. Eve?
Yes. What do I think of Slavoj Žižek?
Yeah.
I just remember watching...
Too dangerous. You got to focus on driving.
I'm just going to pass. All I know is that when I first discovered him like 10 years ago, I thought he's the kind of guy who, like, if he's your professor, he would slowly unbutton his pants while you're talking.
All right. Little unnecessary character assassination. That's what Eve will do. Eve will take... In the Clarence Thomas episode, which has never come out, Eve will just go, well, of course he did bad things. He's creepy. And you go, well, you think he's creepy because you heard he did bad things. That's his self...
I don't even know if he did bad things. I'm just saying he just
seems it's
like,
racism. Yeah. It's Eve's racism again.
Yeah. Oh, she reeks of it.
Participating in a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who deign to think for themselves. New Polity Magazine, can't recommend it enough. New Polity Magazine, great podcast. Check out the YouTube. They had a big argument about, they had a debate on this week as to whether or not chatbots are evil and we should all stop using AI. It was a good one.
Yeah? Who won?
It was just very constructive.
Hmm. So it wasn't a debate?
Well, it was a debate, but they just debated with each other.
They had a conversation.
They didn't have someone there going, I'm the winner in the red corner. You know, they were just having a good time.
Yeah. Debates aren't what they used to be.
Well, you know, back in the day, a TV debate would be... I remember the atheists were always doing TV debates, and then at some point someone said, enough of this. We've had enough of the atheists on TV. They won all the debates. They attracted no new fans after a certain point, and now they've just disappeared. Isn't that funny? Anyway,
yeah, you get shot for debates now.
Well, some people get shot for debates.
Yeah.
It's a scary time.
But we're having fun in Nashville tonight, so it should be good.
Yes, I've got all these
shows. No debate about it.
No debate. I've got, I think Friday, today's Friday.
Mm.
I think Friday, Saturday, Late Show, and Sunday are all sold out, and 4 p.m. on Saturday is still. So if this is coming out before, Wiggly. I wonder if there's some way to stabilize that. I'll try and look it up. No, I've the footage. It's no use now. Oh.
Did I touch something?
He did touch something. I wrote a poem this morning.
Yeah.
Sean and I, we sat down with our journals. We were in a bedroom together.
Yeah.
Sean was snoring and I was farting. And the snoring would annoy me and then I would fart and I would hear the snoring stop and I would be ashamed. I would think, oh God, I've woken Sean up with my fart. Could not stop farting. Anyway, I've written about some of that. What did you write up this morning? I'll tell you what I wrote.
I wrote a joke about how perverts are the new environmentalist.
Go on.
Oh, well, it's not a poem.
No, but it's a joke. Do you want
to? Oh, you want to? No.
You want to save it? You want to save it for the stage?
I want to save it for the stage. This is gold.
All right.
I write jokes every 3 weeks, so I've got to save it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've written a
horrible system.
I've written a fairly long poem, and I don't want to bore people with it. I thought maybe I would close with that. But now is the time. Here's my new poem.
You can't cock tease them like that. You can't promise poem and then just be like, I'll give it to you later. Let the people have it now.
Both of you feel free to interrupt at any point during the poem because it's the first draft, you know?
Yeah.
Something is wrong with my insides. Maybe the spicy chicken burger has wronged me. I spent all morning on the toilet. Last night's spicy chicken burger has betrayed me. The waitress who recommended that burger has betrayed me. Unchecked capitalism and factory farming has betrayed me. Modern plumbing has got my back. The toilet held up beautifully. Something is wrong with my insides. It might not all be the fault of the spicy chicken burger. 8 beers and a double shot of whiskey has betrayed me. All this stressful nonsense around me is a problem. I'm too afraid to look up IBS on Wikipedia. Because I've always looked down on IBS people as being intellectually and spiritually weak. And I am a strong person. But I don't feel very strong in the aftermath of the toilet. I'd hope to have profound thoughts today. I brought two books of poetry with me, Alexander Pope and Baudelaire. I haven't read a word. I am become a dirty puddle in my brain and on the toilet. There's nothing left to be done for it. The tour has just begun. It will not be turned around. Number two is number one. The world has tremendous need. The world needs help with architecture. I could build such beautiful cities. Something could be done about freeways and the homeless and fire and fine dining. Excuse me. It's a long poem. It goes on. It takes a little turn on the second page.
Yeah. Right.
Landscape gardening and obesity. Stadiums could be nicer. Office blocks don't have to look like that. Climate change. If it is happening, I'm sort of on the fence about it, just because the people who think it's right are wrong about everything else, I believe. There is a perfect overlap between chopping a little boy's dick off and late-term abortion and killing the elderly and taking climate change seriously. I don't know what the through line is except the lack of self-belief and faith in the sublime. It's almost going to the toilet time again. When will I be free and have the indefatigable power to do something about society? Maybe after the toilet and the shower. God, please help me. Help me. God, take all that is dirty and puddle-like within me, burn it away, get me on side. Show me it would be better to do it your way. Make the path straight, please, and take me where you need me to go. And if it is a literal cross, if it was good enough for both you and your boy, who am I to complain about it? Do you need me to get tested for IBS? Is there even a test that one can get? I don't know. Do you need me to get rid of my telephone, quit the road, and quit stand-up comedy? Or am I trying to make a god, an idol, out of my fatigue? Is the fatigue from worshipping an idol? God, if you can do God, you can do everything. Please fix my digestive system, Lord, and my sexual anxiety. Last night at the bar, there was a toothless 4-foot-something woman dirty dancing with a tall elderly man. I stopped to watch. It was like a rotting flower. Alabama! It was at a trans-friendly open mic in Alabama. There was a trans who played guitar and sang. And when I got up to say thank you and well done, the trans was on the laptop in the crowded bar playing Counter-Strike, and that hurt me. I told my Jewess Eve about it. She said, well, you're always on your phone, and I knew it was the same. But I said, that is not the same, and she hastily agreed. The coward! God, help me all throughout the day and through the night and in between. Today I am going to buy patches and begin weaning myself off of nicotine. That's the artist's way.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in that.
I love that I made it into a poem, but the crazy thing is that I just agreed with you about the phone thing because I knew that you couldn't take it at that time of night.
Did either of you see the toothless short woman dirty dancing with the elderly man?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, she was like handing him dollar bills. It was just at an open mic where some trans was singing Mountain Goat songs.
It was also a cool black dude doing comedy.
Oh, man. He had a rough set.
Where are you from, motherfucker?
No one could hear anything. It was really loud. And it was like an open mic to do anything. But comedy should never have been done. It was so loud. It was so noisy. It was so packed. And he was really trying to do stand-up, wasn't he?
Yeah. He gave it a red hot go.
Yeah. He did pretty well. He had a joke about having sex with an old woman with a bum hip.
I'll be going to work on that hip. She an old woman. I was 16. She got me out there mowing the lawns. Hit that from the back. Yeah, it was. Well, look, you say he had something. Now I thought he had something at the time, and he says you just think black people have something.
It's true.
You know.
You think that about you? You do think that about all black people.
Very rare that I find a black person who doesn't have more charisma than the average honk.
Do you know that every time? Okay, that was the first time. Every time you gave me the microphone, you hit me in the face.
Yeah. Sean, what's happening? What's new?
I don't know. What's going on with irritable bowel syndrome?
I don't know.
You're not a fan?
How's your poopy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I just got hammered last night.
Yeah.
And
I do love American toilets. They are
big,
built
powerful.
For, yeah. I've done shits over here that would just destroy a normal Australian toilet.
Oh, no.
And it's like they just gobble it up.
You know, sometimes you get the older American toilet.
It's like sitting in a pool.
Pre-Iraq American toilets. And the modern American toilet is neck level with the power. I think they were inspired by the surge.
The surge?
Yeah, like when the Americans upped the numbers in Iraq to get it under control. Mm. Petraeus' surge. Because the people in Australia, we always talk about, which way does the water flow around?
Yeah, left, that's what right? I was thinking.
Yeah, but over here, they don't do that no more. There's just a huge amount of water that comes in and rips the fecal matter down. It's really... Do you remember when the new toilets came in, Eve?
Like the... Which one? The small tank?
These big, beautiful, strong toilets in America.
I grew up with a swimming pool toilet. We have huge toilets in my...
Huge toilets in America.
Fuck yeah.
Household. How long have you been in America for now? 2 months?
6 weeks. A month and a half. A bit. But, I do like the toilets because, like, when I take a shit and it leaves a stain, I feel like I've defeated the toilet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're pretty strong, but not quite strong enough, American toilet.
What other than... I noticed the toilets in a big way when I first came. Toilets are a big thing.
Oh, they're lovely.
Toilets, the altar rail fills up the opposite direction because people drive the other way here.
Yeah, I got the girlfriend over here, and every time she's driven, it makes me feel like we're about to crash, like she's just driving into traffic. And now I trust
her.
That
is spooky. It is. Yeah, you went to get in the wrong side of the car before. That was cute. Yeah. That reminded me of home.
Yeah.
Alabama.
What else was in that poem that showed issues? Are you questioning God after this shit?
No. No,
that's
I just need his help. I need his help.
What do you think he's
going to
do?
I question my ability to get by without God's help.
I also
I need God's help. Yeah.
Well, I felt like it was a very typical Alabama stereotype that they needed two toilet roll handles for the toilet. What? Like, they must have some fucking big boys coming and doing dumps in these things.
I think the biggest people I've seen have been in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. Cleveland? Cleveland, I did the Cleveland Comedy Festival. And
how was that?
Great. But I got to meet some of the biggest people... who were my heart.
That's I'm going to use that as a joke. I went to Cleveland. I got to meet some of my biggest fans. They were huge.
And you know what? The fatter they are, the more they like to take their shirt off on stage. Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah, they
no
were.
Comment.
There was all sorts of tits I got to see in Cleveland.
Oh,
it was good.
I got flashed by this woman in Omaha, Nebraska, from the stage.
Nebraska?
Did you get flashed on... You were on stage and someone showed you the buzzies?
No, the comedian was on stage and he showed me his titties. And they were like two giant triangle titties.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
Because he was like 600 pounds.
Oh, something. Just for the knees.
Yeah.
The knees do not agree.
And he was in a roast battle and the other black guy kept talking about, show us your sugar foot for his diabetes. It was great.
What did I... I came up with a roast joke earlier today in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
I was very happy with it, and everyone in the car's heard it.
Yeah.
But I'll.
I haven't heard it. I don't remember it.
Oh,
no, I don't remember it.
Good
what was
podcast
it?
Podcast guest. It was. You know. Okay, we're on a.
I'm
roast
intrigued.
Battle we're on a roast battle together.
All right? Oh, okay.
And you're someone who's not very successful in the roast battle, yeah. Not in real life. But I go, man, this guy's career's going so poorly. He's on America's least wanted list.
That's
the
cold.
FBI's least wanted.
Cold blooded.
Oh,
I did one. I had a good. We did Big Diamond together, and I got to do the roast of Arkansas. And my favorite joke that I came up with, because the other three were shit, is Arkansas is the second fattest state in America.
Yeah.
They would be number one, but they get too much cardio chasing black people out of town. Yeah.
I think that's good, no?
Yeah.
That's very funny. I tell you one I wrote for Buffalo that. I don't like doing because I did. I thought the women in Buffalo wouldn't be as beautiful as they were.
They are
gorgeous women in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay. But the joke is, man, great to be here in Buffalo, the only town in America named after the appearance of its women. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight? Don't come out during the day. I'll vomit. But then they were gorgeous. They were.
Buffalo's
gorgeous.
Got good pizza, right?
I don't know that I had the pizza.
That's what Dave Portnoy told me.
You meant Dave Portnoy?
Nah, like on the TV.
Well, it's like Larry King was telling me not so long ago. You can't phrase it like that. That's absurd. Was telling me. It's like Candace Owens was telling me.
Shit. Oh.
That's what's under the body.
It's the Super Trooper ones. The brown ones. Yeah.
They are super trippery. And Eve driving so beautifully today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
People should know that the podcast, anyone who's made it this far deserves to know something about the podcast.
Yeah?
Where the production value is about to shoot through the roof. Like, we enjoy this while you can. The low-budget James Donald Force McCann catamaran plan. Because in January, everything is in order. For the production values to be outstanding.
Astronomical?
Astronomical.
Ooh.
Groove is in the heart, and groove will be in the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast. I've been, I want to say, I don't want to say lazy. Would you say lazy, Eve?
I don't think you're ever lazy. It's one of the things I like and hate most about you.
Hard working.
Yeah. But you're battling through your IBS, though. So
that's true. I would say the podcast has been... I've really tried to get the comedy right.
Yeah.
And I haven't had as much time and creativity. I've been trying to put the podcast in different strange places, which is why we're in the car. But I don't know if... I think there's something to be said for a studio. Anyway, the production values will go way up. There'll be a whole team working with us. Hang in there.
A whole team? How many's a whole team?
At least two people.
Fuck yeah. Cameraman, sound guy.
No, that's one of the guys.
Yeah. That's one of the guys.
And someone doing some... Man, I just want to buy a lot of different socks and let people know how they feel. I want to have the seal of approval. That's one thing I wanted for the podcast.
Well, like different kind of socks or like color, like
I'll be
colorful
like, this
socks.
Is the official sock. You know, Oprah would have... Yeah, you know,
oh, the
Oprah
book of the month?
Book of the month and stuff.
Yeah.
And she'd go like, that's... And then that would just sell. Oprah didn't have to do anything other than go, Oprah likes that.
Yeah.
You know? And then people get a lot of money. And then people pay a lot of money to get that. Whatever. I'll start doing it with the seal of approval. The James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan seal of approval.
Yeah.
What's your seal logo going to be?
Say it again.
What's your seal logo going to be?
It's going to be a seal.
Yeah. Like the singer?
The seal, like the animal. Yes, like the animal.
I thought you should have got the singer. Like, and it's just him going like...
There was a comedian in Adelaide called Hardcore Damo.
Oh, yeah.
Who would only do hardcore material.
Still does.
One of the nicest and also scariest human beings. You know, people talk about, like, to be a great man, you need to be a bad man who turns that into being a good man. You've got to have the capacity for great violence.
He's Australian comedy's John Wick.
Yeah. Hardcore Damo, he's hardcore. But he would have a seal joke... He would. I won't burn all his seal material, but one of the tags he had on it was, do they have spat patch in this country? The plaster that you put over a wall. Okay. Like when there's a crack in a wall or a dent in the wall, we'd say you spat patch.
Putty.
So he'd say, why don't you spat patch your fucked head?
Oh, man.
There's about three more punchlines after that I don't think I can say on the podcast.
Oh, man.
I love Hardcore Damo.
It hits. Didn't he do gigs in strip clubs? That was his whole shtick.
I know that. I mean, he's a bright fella. To sell tickets to his shows, he got strippers to do the flyering because they weren't working during the day. They wanted some extra money. And very obviously, like, pretty good strategy for getting bums in seats during the day to have strippers handing out your flyers. During a festival where everyone's handing out flyers, and it's mostly comedians with their own show. You were talking about this last night, how if we swapped shows, we'd do much better.
Yeah, it's easier to sell someone else's show than my own.
If you're out there going, please come and see me.
Yeah.
The very act of doing it makes me
Well, you're also walking up and telling people, hey, I'm kind of a big deal. You should come to my show.
Yeah.
It's pretty uninviting sort of experience.
Take it easy. Yeah, let's relax,
fucking hell. You fucking Yanks on the other side of the road.
It's crazy how they're driving over here.
Yeah, look at this car.
What are we going to see in Nashville? You've already been to Dolly World.
I went to Dolly World, rocking the hood. Man, it's great. It's, you said I lost how much weight did I lose in pounds?
You lost a lot.
No, you lost 110 pounds.
110 pounds, and now I can ride the roller coasters, and it was exciting. There was one, the first dude, I think he was just being a... Because he came back and did it like three times just to double check that I was in the seat.
Yeah.
And, I think he was fucking with me. But I was very insecure. And he was fatter than me. Fucking, I don't know. I also had corn dogs there.
What do you think we should do in Nashville, Sean?
You'll be great. And James will...
During the day.
Oh, what was the question?
What should we do?
Oh, I thought you said, how we go. Okay. We'll go to 12 South, get some coffees. Yeah. I went to a place the other day, Biscuit Love.
Okay.
And fuck, he does like all these donut desserts and shoo, chicken and waffles.
I'll get around that.
Yeah, and they fold their biscuits 100 times.
But like it's a Japanese samurai sword? Getting ready for battle?
They advertise it like that. And
really?
And they got cool merch.
Hold on, they got a new escape room. Something about an escape room on the freeway makes me think.
In an area that looks like there's a lot of dead prostitutes.
Oh, yeah.
This is where, like, the Sopranos would drop off bodies.
It's not the first time you've mentioned dead prostitutes on this drive.
Well, I'm just trying to scout the place.
You reckon they'd have dead prostitutes over here? Where do you reckon the dead prostitutes are hanging out?
It smells like it. I'm just... What's that one?
Americans insist on doing festive activities at the zoo.
Mm.
You know, the Boo Zoo is the Halloween one, and that's the Festival of Lights at the Zoo. I can't imagine the animals are that keen on having a freaking light show.
I'm going to guess it's because they probably don't have enough funding, so they probably need money in the winter when people don't come to the zoo.
Halloween,
that's a real negative
zoo.
Way of looking at it.
I think it's just true.
I saw some of the photos for the Nashville Illumination show, and they had a bunch of inflatable animals. It kind of defeats the purpose of going to the zoo. I want to see the real thing.
Yeah,
I don't want to see some dude's origami.
I'm not a big fan of these LED walk around. If I was a guy who got stoned, I'm sure I'd find it very interesting.
They're trying to make us feel like we're always in an Oculus.
Thank you.
They're trying to...
They changed writing to make us all sound like robots with no adjectives or commas or purple prose or semicolons. And the M-dash came in, and then ChatGPT started talking like us, because we started talking like it. Mm. Now they make the world look like Oculus. Now you never take Oculus, what do you got to miss? Taking off the Oculus.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of what they've done to the Home Alone house this week, and it made me infuriated.
I saw that in your story.
You saw that?
Yes.
It's fucking disgusting what they've done. They've just turned it into a monochrome, hard-surfaced... People used to have salmon walls. People used to have Persian carpets.
Mm.
People used to have hired help and wood.
Yeah.
What rhymes with carpets?
Muppets.
Scarf heads.
Carpets.
Carpets. Markets.
Yeah? You wrote another poem?
In the Australian
I'm never stopping.
And the Australian accent carpets rhymes with
carpet.
Carpet.
We are going to make it through this year if it kills you.
But speaking of poetry, I brought a poetry book yesterday at Vanderbilt's bookstore.
Tell me about your new book of poems.
The book cover looks like a cassette tape.
Ooh.
And it says, I got some feelings.
I like that.
And all the poems are written in Comic Sans.
Okay, I like this.
Yeah, it's very rock and roll. Not great. Oh, and at the end of the poem, it shows the music that inspired the poem.
Is this just some guy? It's a production.
It's a lady.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
Alicia something or other.
No comment. Hmm. I like that the state flag of Nashville is a Dragon Ball.
Is it?
Look at it.
Where?
Look at it on all the license plates. You'll see it. It's a circle with three stars in it. It's a Dragon Ball.
I do like it. It is the coolest flag. I did a poem. Did I ever tell you that story?
You did not.
So I did the WA Poetry Slam.
Oh, God.
And you know when an open micer goes to an open mic show and just does like the most horrific edgelord sort of material?
This was your poem?
No, well, hear me out.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean
to. And the way the audience looks at that dude for doing such horrible material?
Yeah.
That's how the poetry community looked at me doing a poem. So the girl before me did a poem about being raped.
You did a poem about raping her? What's going on?
No, the guy after me did a poem about coming out of the closet.
Yeah.
And my poem was about fighting a panda at the zoo.
And
they stared at me like I was the most disrespectful piece of. Oh, this is where I had a first date with my girlfriend.
The Comfort Inn?
No, Whole Foods.